It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401. And we have Josh Bernstein. Josh, what's the latest news? Go ahead, Josh. What's the latest? I don't hear Josh Bernstein. Do we have Josh connected?
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead, Josh. Yeah.
So how you doing, bud?
Good. What's the latest, Josh? We have lots of things going on worldwide.
Yeah, obviously the Biden thing and how that's blowing up in their face, so cover that. And then cover, I guess, the difference between why Trump succeeds, regardless of what the media says and thinks about him. And I think it has to do with the connectivity, if you will, of the voter with the president. And they don't have anybody that can connect with the voters on the other side. And I think that's going to be a big, big factor, because people love the president and they also hate the president, but they love the president, which means that they want to go out and work for him. Democrats don't have that.
Yeah, even with Elizabeth Warren, she's kind of like got some crowds out there, but she just yells and yells and yells.
Well,
it's like
she's a liar. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah.
She's a liar. She's a, you know, a phony.
Right. So. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll have to talk about all that.
So the latest thing, of course, is they're bringing up the stuff about Biden's son, and they're trying to say that he should be impeached for even raising the question with the leader, the new leader of Ukraine. I think it's obscene to think that a president can't clear up a corruption issue in a country that he interacts with.
Yeah,
Where do these people get the...
I'm no fan of Phil Mudd, but he said it best. The president can say whatever he wants to whoever he wants. And there's no repercussion to it. It's a private conversation. The left can go pound sand.
To me, it's kind of amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. When do we go live?
We're live right now.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
no,
what
no,
I was wondering.
I
guess there's something happening in our studios. We're missing bumpers and other things, but we're actually live. I got back in time.
Oh, I was waiting for the bumpers. Gotcha.
I didn't hear them either. I'm sure there's a tech problem. Yeah.
Yeah, look, bottom line is this, that, as I said, the left has absolutely no one with a personality. I mean, seriously, everybody that's running on the left is like they have the personality of a wet blanket. And none of them have any pizzazz. None of them have any charisma. None of them can look a voter in the eye and get that voter excited about their message, about what they want to bring to the country. Not like President Trump. I mean, President Trump can say just about anything. He can make crude jokes. He can say things that are off color. And people just laugh it up. They eat it up. You know why? Because he's a personality. Because
he's not serious about it either. He doesn't act like an egotistical maniac. He acts like somebody who wants to entertain you.
I love watching his rallies. Because honestly, I mean, it's almost like throwing on a comedy special, you know, on Netflix or, you know, Amazon or something like that, because you're going to be entertained. You're not going to really learn much because, again, if you've seen one rally, you've seen them all. I mean, they're pretty much the same thing. But the difference is that he goes off script. And when he goes off script, that's when he's so genuine, he's so real, he's so authentic. And that's when he's so entertaining. Just love the fact that he goes off script. And I think that, you know, none of these politicians can do that. None of them. There's not one person on the Democrat side that can go off script and even have a cogent, you know, put together sentence that even makes any sense. If they're not using talking points or a teleprompter, you know, then they sound like Helen Keller or something.
Yeah, they're actually wooden. They're very wooden. Just like, you know, I'm sure Warren is very wooden if he tries to go off script.
Yeah. And they literally have not just a stick up there, you know what? It's more like a totem pole.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of issues cooking. The next issue that's cooking is what's going in Iran. Iran is doing things. They're now apparently Rouhani is going to the United Nations. Russia, basically, I was listening to a program, a discussion with Professor Stephen Cohen, who's an expert on Russia, and I'm going to try to get him on the program. But Stephen Cohen, of course, some people have tried to call him an apologist for Putin. He's not really an apologist. He knows that some of the policies of America have aggravated Putin. But Putin, I think, is very dangerous, and people don't understand that right now Trump needs to take more action, less negotiation. The Democrats and the globalists don't want Trump to even dialogue with Putin, even to use the threats of financial or other actions against Putin. And, you know, what I see happening right now is we're dangerously close to some kind of military action against Iran, aren't we?
You know, no, not necessarily. I really don't. I think if Iran was serious about doing anything, they wouldn't be going to the United Nations. They would just be putting up or shutting up. And they would be doing some type of an attack or something like that, which they're not going to do because they don't want to mess with America. They understand that they would be absolutely demolished. And the bottom line is, I don't think President Trump is trigger happy. You know, it's so funny. They talked about, the left was talking about in the campaign how, oh, my God, President Trump would have his finger on the button and this and that. They were trying to scare people into thinking that he was not rational.
Right.
And it just goes to show you that not only is he rational, but he's well thought out. He's not going to just jump at one thing and just do one thing off the cuff. He's going to think about it. He's going to think of the ramifications. And to be quite honest, and I'll say this, and I hope Right Wing Watch is listening, and I hope they do an article on it. I hope he does absolutely nothing to Iran, North Korea, anyone. And then after he wins re-election, if they start and continue after, you know, sanctions and everything else, I hope he takes out the Iranian regime and the North Korean regime, probably even simultaneously, because we have the military capabilities to do it.
Let me tell you what I know from the news and also my classified sources. Number one, he sent military personnel and equipment to give drone protection to the Saudi Arabian oil fields. You need to have defensive strategies at this point in time. I think also he should start chaperoning ships going through the Gulf of Oman and the Strait of Hormuz. The third thing I think he should do, he should make a very straight statement to Rouhani, if he's going to come to the United Nations building, say, look, Rouhani, we don't plan on doing a regime change. All we want to do is a verification on the ground that you're not going to, you know, weaponize uranium or build missiles to attack Israel. If you do those things, we'll leave you alone. We'll let you get back into the world economy. I honestly think that the Iranians are at the point now where they're pension things are collapsing. They're not stupid. They're probably saying, you know what, I think this is a deal. And I agree, I think Trump's going to get something, and it probably will happen probably sometime this fall. Putin doesn't want to be yanked into a war with America, because although Putin is building these hypersonic cruise missiles, he had an accident a month ago that blew up a bunch of people, because the technology's not all worked out. The way the Russians do things is they kind of sort of work out the technology, and then say they already have it, like Putin did a year and a half ago. The fact is that they don't, and if they try to deploy it, they're probably going to have a lot of accidents, just like the one they had in Semipalatinsk a few weeks ago. So it's my feeling that Putin himself doesn't want to be yanked into by an Iranian war. Remember, 17 million Russian citizens are actually Muslims and go to their Muslim mosques every day. They're surrounded by Muslim countries. The only ones that they aren't is China, and, you know, to be honest with you, and the Chinese are dealing with the Waziris in western China, a couple million of them. So this is not an easy situation for Russia. And I think if people don't realize 42% of their on-the-ground troops are actually Muslim inside the Russian army. So Putin doesn't have an easy deal here. He's kind of one way or another, he's kind of tied to Iran. But the Iranians, I think, have enough sense to realize that's why your comment about going to the United Nations is a really good sign that Iran doesn't want to pick a fight. They want to actually bluster so they look strong, but they really don't want a battle, do they?
No, what they're going to do is they're going to piss and moan to the UN and say that America is being a belligerent bully and this and that. Then they're going to have the American left-wing media prop them up in their propaganda campaign against the Trump administration. And then the Trump administration will respond by issuing some of the most severe sanctions you've ever seen in the history of mankind, to be quite honest. I mean, starving out the regime completely, cutting them off completely financially in every way possible, punishing anyone that does business with the Iranian regime, starving them out to the point.
Including European companies and governments, right?
What's that?
Including European companies and governments. You see, this is one of the things that's going to start fighting.
You know, the best thing for us to do is to starve the Iranian people to death. And here's what I mean by that. By forcing regime change, because the people will not have anything. They won't have any food. They won't have any, you know, any supplies, nothing. And it'll
no
be
pension
because
funds.
Of the position of the mullahs and the Iranian government. So when I say starve them to death, I mean to death to the mullahs, not necessarily the people. Because the people will then rise up and overthrow their own government. And that's the best way to do regime change without losing one American life or any loss of blood or anything like that.
Right.
So I think that's the best way to do it, and I think President Trump will do that first. And if that doesn't work after he's reelected, I hope he goes in and just absolutely annihilates them.
I think you're correct. And, of course, Trump has basically probably got some advice around kind of saying, you know, you can sit and wait this one out. Put defensive anti-missile systems in Saudi Arabia and anti-drone systems. Put military personnel. And start chaperoning ships. And beyond that, you can get ready to hit them with sanctions. And those sanctions will completely close down their economy. They're at the point now where I think 8 or 9 million people aren't going to get their pension funds. So Iran basically took that big chunk of money that Obama gave and squandered it on Hezbollah and making more weapons. And it's a disaster for the people. I mean, their price of eggs and basic supplies didn't go down at all. So the Iranian people are very ticked. They're normal, you know, people like in the West, okay? They're not stupid people. And I'm sure they're totally fed up with the Rouhani and the idiots that want to bring about the 12th Imam or Mahdi and bring about Islamification of the world. It's not going to happen, okay? They may be aching to start something big, but it will be the end of Iran. And Russia, really, I'm sure if they have any sense, and I think Putin does, he doesn't want Iran to drag him into a big conflict either, does he?
No, I don't think so. And I would say this. I think that many of the youth in Iran, I'm talking about those under the age of 35, which have very pro-Western influences and are very educated, by the way, I actually think they're more pro-America than the Democratic Party is in America today. There are many factions
isn't that
of
funny?
Iran that are more pro-America than the Democratic Party is today. Not all, of course. There are many extremists and radicals and people that, you know, follow the Iranian Revolutionary Guard and the mullahs, and there are many extremists as well. But there is a large enough faction inside of Iran that is so pro-Western and pro-Western culture that they do not want these mullahs to be in control. And you can clearly see that by the numerous amounts of uprisings that we've seen in the last 10 to 15 years, right?
Right.
From the Orange Revolution to the Green Revolution to, you know, many of the other things that we have seen, and they've all been squashed. Why? Well, mainly because Barack Hussein Sowetaro Marshall Davis Obama was on the wrong side of history and instead propped up the mullahs in Iran rather than the people that were seeking freedom. President Trump hasn't done that. And, you know, if the sanctions are put in place and they are so severe, you'll see another uprising within the next 6 to 8 months. And it's possible, just possible, if we prop them up from the outside, that we may be able to get regime change from the inside out.
Well, if not regime change, it'll be functionally paralyzed because the mullahs will not have the same...
But that's what we need. We need regime change
in
Iran.
Even before that happens, they'll be basically... I think they'll be, in a sense, geopolitically castrated before we see regime change. I think you'll see mullahs still there, but they won't be able to do the things they did before.
Well, they need to be executed or arrested and executed, and basically we need to take down that entire regime. And the best way to do that is to make the situation so unlivable, unmanageable, and unpalatable for the people of Iran that they have no choice but to overthrow their own government. And exactly, if we can create...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back, and we have, of course, Josh Bernstein here, and of course his website is patreon.com/Josh Bernstein. Afterward, we convert the shows by tomorrow at the latest, but sometime later today, into YouTube, so he can post it up on his own YouTube channel as well, which if you go to his Patreon site, he has a link to his YouTube page, which is very popular. Josh, lots of news going on. What are the major other stories you want to cover?
Well, I think that, President Trump's approval rating is 52%. I honestly think it's higher. I think it's closer to 59 or 60% because when you take in likely voters as opposed to registered voters, there's a big difference there. Not to mention, you know, so many millions of Americans that are never polled, number one. And number two, again, a lot of these polls that they do are smaller sample sizes. And it's to get the certain result that they want. So
Right. Put
all that together, add at least 7-8 points on top of that. So, again, I think he's probably 58, 59, 60% approval rating. Mm-hmm. And his rallies are 26% longer than they normally are, according to what's up on the Drudge Report.
Right.
And, you know, I have a problem with the Drudge Report as of late. And probably not even as of late. I would say in the last year and a half to 2 years.
Yeah.
I'm starting to call Matt Drudge Matt Sludge because I think that he's an operative for the left. If you look at some of the headlines that he's put out recently, they are clearly shock value. They're not concerned with anything other than clicks. And he used to be more fair, independent, and impartial. And I don't really see that too much anymore.
Right.
I mean, trying to say that Elizabeth Warren is the chosen one and it's her nomination to lose. I don't believe that at all, okay? She's going to face some heavy, heavy criticism in the upcoming weeks and months ahead. I don't think that she's going to be able to sustain that.
No.
As far as the Joe Biden thing, he splashes the headline about, you know, how this could be an impeachable offense and this and that. Matt Drudge is nothing but controlled opposition and more than likely is working for the far-left Marxists. In my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Even if he was, besides being somewhat independent before, he's not anymore.
Truly. And it's kind of sad because I don't even get news from there anymore. And I used to.
Yeah, I pull on only a few articles, but I'd like you to respond about the repo market. Apparently, it is a big deal. There's $400 billion being put into a bailout for them. I think this is kind of crazy, don't you think, that the repo market getting so much money?
Yeah, I don't think they should get any money, to be quite honest. I don't believe in infusions of cash in anything. I think that, markets work out for themselves. And the least you put into the market as far as artificial capital, the better off the economy is going to be. So I think this is more of the scare tactics of Chairman Powell and the others that are not on the Trump side of things. You know, they want to see this economy tank. I honestly and truly believe that, because if the economy doesn't do good, then President Trump might not get reelected. So I think that there's an inner battle here working between the president and some of the people with the Federal Reserve and others. And I think that's unfortunate. I think he should have fired Powell a long time ago. I'm a firm believer in firing people that do not fit your makeup as far as how you view the world ideologically and where you want to take the country and how you want to make the country a better place. If there's people that are not along on that journey, then they shouldn't be in the passenger seat with you. They should be fired. And I believe in constant turnover. And I think that constant turnover is actually stability rather than stagnation. sticking with the people that either were assigned to you or were there when you arrived, you're never going to get anything done. So when they talk about all these things about, oh, no one wants to work for the president and he can't keep any of his help, I don't believe any of that. I believe
no,
that
no,
the
no.
president understands yeah. that turnover in a business, and let's face it, America is a business and is finally, thankfully, being run as one, is actually a good thing. And when you don't have turnover and you have people set in their ways and stagnation sets in, then the other thing that that happens is more corruption and more influence and more power. And that's not a good thing either. Again, I'm a very limited government guy. I would love right. to see not only term limits for everything. I mean, I right. want to see the elimination of all FDS employees every 90 days when a new administration comes in. So in other right. words, if a new administration comes in, whether they're Republican or Democrat, that SES and that deep state that's working with the other president, they have 90 days to either be reconfirmed into their jobs or fired. They're automatically over at that point, which means that that new president has an opportunity to refill his quote-unquote government, you know, and get rid of all the people that aren't going to follow his message. And I believe that every president should have every single cabinet member and every single person that they want, and they should never settle for anything less than that. Because if you're going to steer something in the right direction, then you need 100% agreeance with that.
Yeah, and it's not just policy, it has to reflect his personality yeah. and his worldview, too, besides the policy, right?
Yeah, and here's the thing, and if the voters don't like the direction in that change, guess what? Then they're going to vote for somebody else that's going to bring in their own people and change the direction of the country. And then if that's not good, then guess what? Someone else will win and will vote that way as well. So, again, I believe in very, very limited government. I want to see the elimination of the EPA. I want to see the elimination of the NEA. I want to see the elimination of the Department of Homeland Security. I'd like to see the elimination of the Department of Education. You know, commerce. I mean, I think everything can be done at the local level within your own state government. And I want to see the federal government be shrunk to a point where it's almost non-existent.
Yeah, it's actually pretty predatory what the government's doing in every area.
Yeah, I mean, the Department of Homeland Security is the third largest entity of the U.S. government. I mean, hundreds of thousands of employees.
It doesn't mean we're safer, does it?
No, and it was a reaction to 9/11. And, you know, maybe at the time under George W. Bush it was a good thing. I never thought it was. Neither is the Patriot Act. You know, it's the Unpatriot Act.
The Patriot Act was being written before George Bush even took office. They're planning.
Yeah, the whole thing is just ridiculous. So I think we need a smaller, more central, not centralized government, but more, you know, restricted local government to the point where the power is dispersed back to the states.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
That way you can go to a state that satisfies your cult, your desires and your personality in the way you think
yeah,
you want it.
You shouldn't,
yeah.
exactly. We should not have a federal government other than for basically one purpose. Mm-hmm. And that one purpose would be for the military, to protect
right.
the country.
So if you believe
other than that,
in,
there's not much need for a federal government.
I live in California. I've changed their name. Now I've been here 11 years. I call it Carmifornia. You like that?
Oh, it is, completely. I mean, look, Gavin Newsom, I hope that they figure out a way to recall this guy. I know that you need, I think it's like a million signatures before February.
I signed a petition. I signed a petition already for part of my next.
Yeah, you should have that plastered everywhere on your website and everywhere, you know. Mm-hmm. And we should have some conservative, you know, wealthy people go out there and buy airtime on the liberal channels and push the signature for recall out there as well.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom's up there with the mayor of New York as being one of the most awful politicians, isn't he?
What's that?
He's up there with the guy, mayor of New York, who recently quit the running for president.
Oh, Mayor de Blowhard?
Yeah, de Blowhard, yeah, he's a character.
Yeah.
I mean, it was his 0% following. It's like, This guy, you cannot destroy his narcissism. It doesn't matter. His narcissism is bulletproof.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom is so disgusting. I can only hope that he's forced to go down the skid row without a hazmat suit on and start cleaning up the area, picking up the needles, picking up the trash, picking up, you know, the disgusting stuff that's down there. And who knows, you know, that's what he deserves as far as I'm concerned. And not just him. I would send Nancy down. I would send Maxine down. I would send London Breed. I would send Xavier Becerra. I would send
Yeah, it's a lot of politicians you're going to send there, right? I don't hear your audio now. Somehow we lost you, so we better reconnect. Tomas, I think we lost our audio. Yeah, reconnect, yeah. So we're having some tech problems today. I guess I think what's going on is the powers that be don't want us to get the word out. By the way, we are working hard at trying to get a direct line-to-line connection to the president regarding Russia and about the Russian nukes proliferated in Iran, North Korea, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. I think Trump, if I could give him some suggestions of fixing health care on the border, he just put a drone wall up beside his physical wall. He also needs to start deporting students who don't really belong here, overseas their visa, or trying to industrial espionage like the Chinese students. I know that the LaRouche Foundation are up in arms over that, although I agree that a lot of them are just here to try to steal technology and bring it back to China. We have to understand what's going on. Our country is intellectual and business theft, and of course you can't have eco-tourism or eco-asylum. Even Bernie Sanders Claus, you know, Mr. Communist, wants eco-asylum for anybody around the world that climate change is driving them out of their country. It's like, are you kidding? We can't afford even all the crazy plans he has and Bernie and Elizabeth Warren. So, yeah, we have Josh back. Go ahead, Josh. Please continue.
Where you heard it just kind of cut off on me.
Yeah, it just cut out. Somehow we're having some tech problems there. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that every California official, whether elected or appointed, should be forced to go down the skid row into the encampments. And they should be forced, even without a hazmat suit, to go down the trash and pick up, you know, all the garbage that's there and clean up the area. And right. After cleaning it up, they should then be required to take in a minimum of 3 of the homeless people of the 36,000 in the area into their own private homes, and they should clothe them and feed them and give them shelter, and they need to help. And if they refuse to do that, then they should be arrested for not right. following and adhering to federal immigration laws, being a sanctuary state. And the governor, for signing that into law, he should be arrested because yeah. it is illegal to be a sanctuary city or state. It is against the federal government to do so. And if you don't adhere to federal immigration laws, you should be held accountable for that.
How soon do you think we're going to hit the point where something really catastrophic is going to happen? Because I have this, you know, gut feeling. I see the repo market issues of $400 billion. I see the election insanity of Nadler and Schiff. I changed the last two letters of his name from S-H-I-F-F to S-H-I-T-T. He's so full of Schiff, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, take one problem at a time. As far as the garbage impeachment hearings, I mean, look, there's nothing there. There's, you know, the president is allowed to speak to whoever he wants to speak to, and he doesn't have to divulge any of the information pertaining to those conversations. It is private. It is executive privilege. I mean, right. let's look at Barack Obama when he leans over to, you know, Medvedev or whatever his name is, and he says, I'll have more flexibility in my second term. Whatever right. flexibility meant, I'm sure that was collusion of some kind. But again, you know, we didn't even investigate that. And we have Joe Biden on tape in front of the camera smiling like the goofball he is, saying, I told that sucker and he was fired within 6 hours. I mean, if that's not collusion, nothing is. But again, you have this double standard and you have this two-tier justice system. And if you're a conservative Republican, you're going to get the death penalty. You're going to be executed. If you're a Democrat and you break the law and you're, you know, guilty of treason, you're going to be at a picnic parade, you know,
exactly.
in downtown.
Stay right there. We'll be right back with the last segment coming up with Josh. We have analysis and better questions and solutions with Josh Bernstein. Thank you, Josh. We'll be back in just a moment. Amazing show today. Take care. Back in a moment.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
We're going live now. Coming back now.
Okay.
Don't hear the bumper, though. I think we're coming back. I didn't hear the bumper, but go ahead, Josh. I think we're live again.
I was just saying, look, the president not only deserves to be reelected, he will be reelected. We have to look at the fact that the deep state is never going to be held accountable. At least I don't think so, in my opinion. I know many other things might say, well, Josh, you know, what about, you know,
Horowitz report and this and that. Look, has done amazing
things. You're sort of cutting. You're cutting in and out a little bit there, Josh.
And all the rest of them, no, he's not. But he is building the wall, and that'll be done by April or May. You know, we're talking
of next year. Yeah.
Concrete on the top of the wall and throughout the wall, so you can't, you know, climb over it. It's going to be heated up where it can reflect to make it, you know, boiling, burning hot, so you can't even grab it. And then underneath, it'll be dug 10 feet deep, and you'll have concrete down there, so you can't dig underneath it, you can't climb it. And this was his number one promise. He's fulfilling that promise. Andrew McCabe and Dan, all the rest of them, can't. And I hope I'm wrong, and I wish I was wrong, you know. Again, I don't think I am.
I think you're good at betting. I tend to agree with you. But I think Trump's going to do several things. Firstly, he says he's going to announce a big health plan in the next month, probably by October. He is going to, I think, follow through dealing with Iran, but he's going to do it with a non-provocatory pattern, dealing with policy rather than provocation, including defensive policies. And I think Iran going to the United Nations indicates they're not really ready for a battle, and I'm sure Putin isn't either. Although I think I'm worried about down the road that if Trump doesn't get missile defense systems fully operational, because they canceled the contract a few months ago with Boeing for a couple $100 billion. What I see happening with Trump is he's actually doing a pretty damn good job. I mean, he's got a few things that I'm concerned about: 5G network, recycled toxic frack water, and GMO foods. But beyond that, these are minor things by comparison to the overall policy he's doing. And if he does get back in and take the House, he's going to actually set up a thing for tax breaks and income breaks for the middle class and the lower classes, and to make health care far more affordable and still allow people to have their own private insurance. You want private insurance. You don't want government to take over insurance. Boy, would it ever be a mess. Government taking over health care, the most important thing for your own personal health, is not a good thing, is it?
No, look, the bottom line is this, and you can look at history, but you know, you never deal with foreign policy in your first term. You set the stage for foreign policy in your first term. You kind of get an idea so that the rest of the world on the stage understands we're not messing around, we're taking a tougher stance, here's how this is going to work. And then once you get reelected in your second term, that's when you try to fix things, that's when you try to make the world a better, more peaceful place, and sometimes that involves doing things that are not necessarily peaceful. But in the end, they bring long-term peace. And so right. I think that that's more than likely what it would be in the second term. That, and I think you would probably do something with a health care plan and to lower prescription drug prices, having the wall finished. And then maybe in the second term, go after the deep state and put these people behind bars. But it ain't going to happen now, and it ain't going to happen before the 2020 election.
Yeah, I have a feeling you're correct. They're going to delay it. And it's not that far away now. We're only, 13 months away?
Yeah, it's about a year or so away, exactly.
Yeah, 13 months. I mean, it'll go very fast. People don't realize it. It's only about 7 months before the wall's done. And, you know, I get a kick of the parade of these crazy Democrats. What they've said already is not electable. Even on the average Democrat can't possibly, in their own rational mind,
support it. Yeah, see, that's the thing. There is no way for these radical communists to somehow pivot back to the center. It's just impossible. I mean, people like Dumbelina, AOC, and Ilhan Noor Saeed Elmi, and Ayanna Pressley, and Rashida Taliban, you know, these are folks that have taken the messaging of the Democratic Party and have dragged it so far to the communist left that now the head 2020 candidates had no choice but to continue with that same rhetoric. And as they've been able to do that, they've been labeled as the extremists that we already knew that they were. And so it's going to be almost impossible for someone like Meyer Wafa to somehow pivot to the middle.
That's he's not going to be believable.
I love that. Liarwatha. It's of Hiawatha. It's Liarwatha. That's funny.
No, Liarwatha. Yeah.
From the Liarwatha
tribe.
Yeah.
And if she does win the nomination, which, again, I'm not sure she will, I will be wearing full Indian headdress on my television show.
Oh, no.
Anytime I have a segment about her. Chief Bald Eagle will make an appearance.
Oh, no. What are your predictions before Christmas? Because I think that there will be no military action against Iran. I think you'll see deployment of defensive systems again for Israel and Saudi Arabia against attacks on their oil fields. I think you'll see a stabilization of the oil price because they'll know that America is involved. I have a feeling that Trump is talking already to support Netanyahu because it's in a stalemate now. He's going to declare a treaty with Israel so that we will be tied to permanently to protecting Israel, that if they attack Israel, they're attacking America. That treaty is likely to persist long after Trump is gone. What else do you think is going to happen between now and the new year?
Well, look, I think it's a testament to President Trump and the strength of this administration in dealing with the Middle East, because if we had a situation where Saudi's oil fields were attacked, and it was by the Iranians or whatever, and it was by and it was under a Democratic president, we'd already be boots on the ground. We'd already have planes in the air, drones.
Right.
We'd be fighting and attacking and basically propping up the Saudis in an all-out civil Middle East war.
Right.
But because President Trump is cool hand Luke and did everything to make us energy independent, now he can do what? You can just flip a switch and go, you know what, Saudis? You go figure it out on your own. Here, I'll hit the valve. I'll release some oil reserves for you. I'll lighten up the pain. Now you guys go ahead and fight your battle against the Houthi rebels in Yemen. And we don't have to get involved. But because of President Trump's vision, because of his steadfastness, because of the fact that he has made us energy independent, we are not in a position in which we have to back up Saudi Arabia and go into a war. That's a big difference between what's happening now and what's happened in the past.
Right. Yeah, I think it's quite true. My guess is that by Christmas he'll have a treaty with Israel. He'll probably have Rouhani's response to the United Nations. Trump will have a response to say, look, I think this is what Trump will do. He doesn't want regime change. He simply wants Rouhani to kind of capitulate and no longer enrich uranium. But if he doesn't, the sanctions will cause an internal collapse and there'll be regime change from the inside. And I think that Trump is very clever to not do aggressive forward attacks because it would force not only Iran that has missiles that can attack Israel or Europe, but also force Russia to do something stupid. And I don't think that either party is going to do that. I have a feeling that Rouhani coming to the United Nations is a sign that the Iranians will put all the bluster on. That's why they're called a peacock kingdom. They'll strut around like a peacock, like, I'm going to beat you up, I'm going to destroy you, I'm going to do this and that. But the actual fact, the peacock's not going to take on the big, screeching condor. It's not going to do that, okay? It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't think they want to mess with the United States. They certainly don't want to mess with the United States under a leader like President Trump. I mean, if God forbid one of these socialist weasels was in control, then why not attack us?
They'd have a long, drag-out war. Trump will have a blitzkrieg war that'll just go in and just wipe them out. I mean, it'll be bad.
Right,
it'll be
but
over,
see, the thing is that the international community, the globalists and the left, all want Trump. They're goading Trump. I bet you a lot of what's going on with Iran is being circumvented by people like John Kerry and many other leftist liberals, former Secretary of State, former State Department workers and officials. They're pushing Iran's buttons in order to do these things.
Right.
Okay, I truly believe that. And they want to get into a conflict in the worst way because they know if it happens, the American people will turn on the president, and they'll have a better chance of getting elected. But Trump isn't stupid, so I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I agree. That's my feeling. I think that what's going to happen is the The left went from Russiagate to now they're in what's called, I call Bidengate. They're now talking about, hey, Biden talked to the Ukrainians and told them to fire this prosecutor so his son Hunter didn't get prosecuted. And I'm thinking, this is perfectly in the purview of Trump to raise these issues. And somehow they think it's impeachable. These people are crazy, aren't they?
Absolutely. They are bat-you-know-what crazy. And there's nothing there. The president is allowed to talk to whoever he wants to talk to. It is executive privilege. There's absolutely nothing that they can do about it. And besides, the president even said that he understands that his phone calls are listened.
Right. He's monitored anyway. I mean, anything he said would be monitored by the own intel agencies, and if he did something really wrong, they'd catch him. Right?
The same thing. So this is a situation where it's a lot to do about nothing.
Well, the news media always tries to keep the story going, don't they? If they don't have one stupid story, they have another.
Huh?
If the news media doesn't have one stupid story to follow, they create another, don't they?
Yeah. And the bottom line is, if they're smart, they'll drop it. Because if they don't drop it, then there's going to be an investigation into Joe Biden, which there should be. And I think Giuliani is correct. Yeah.
I have a feeling the investigation is not going to be dropped. And Biden, it's going to start cooking down the road. Because although Warren there thinks she's chomping away at Biden, and Biden's a little incompetent, she's so far extreme. Yeah. He's very incompetent, but Warren is so extreme, even though she's been gaining in the polls relative to Biden, I don't think she can withstand a real debate with Trump.
No.
Yeah.
No, and she wouldn't even answer the questions on how she's going to pay for some of her programs. And then when they said, well, isn't taxes going to go up? She's like, well, it's not the taxes, it's the cost. Or she tried to pivot to something else.
Oh, yeah, pivot. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
A dollar is a dollar, right?
Yeah. She's dumber than a pail of hammers. And she'll be exposed. She'll be exposed.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, I honestly think that we're at the point now where I think between now and Christmas, you're going to see a Christmas gift where Trump is going to increase in popularity. The Democrats are going to be shown to be so dangerous that anybody that's rational, even a regular Democrat, can't vote for them.
Oh.
The independents are going to push more and more toward Trump. More Republicans are going to start running for the Senate and Congress. I actually am supporting some of these senatorial and congressional persons financially. I have one black senatorial lady that I'm actually supporting. I'm trying to get her on the show, actually, and see if I can get her to come on. But, you know, former military, she's black, and she's a Trump supporter. We need more Trump people. In fact, a lot of the people in the Republican Party that left, these weren't Trump supporters. They're people that were rhinos, weren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. And look, we got another one with this Mike Lee character. I mean, he tried to slide in this immigration bill that would have given Chinese and Indian immigrants more jobs than Americans, and thankfully it was stopped.
Utah's
got a clean house in their Senate, for sure.
Yeah, these guys are pretty cagey, aren't they?
Yeah.
Try to get a communist Chinese takeover our tech industry and our... Again, we have an innovative economy. If you allow that to happen, it destroys us, right?
Yep.
Amazing discussion today. I think Trump's going to grow. Biden and Warren, who are the lead ones there. Santa Claus, our economy is actually fading. Kamala Harris, she's gone. Beto's gone. And now even the mayor of New York, the fool he is actually... He's history now.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Amazing.
Which was most appropriate because that was your theme.